What is it about The Barber of Seville that keeps audiences coming back for more each and every time it's on the Capitol Theater stage?
Well, you're absolutely right. It is an audience favorite every time we bring it back. And I was thinking about this just the other day, and I think it's a number of things, of course, but I think the number one thing is it's fun. It's an opportunity to go to the theater and laugh and enjoy wonderful music and see larger-than-life, vibrant, colorful characters who you watch them and get into all these little entanglements in the show and work themselves out. And, you know, one person's trying to fool another and figuring out that, no, they're the ones that were fooled in the first place. And it's just a lot of fun. And who doesn't like that at any given time?
Tell us about the setting of this particular production.
Oh, I'm glad you asked. So we've, of course, at Utah Opera presented The Barber of Seville many, many times. And in its history, it's always been in a very faithful presentation of what maybe we would have seen in 1816 when the piece premiered, or something very close to it. In the exact time period, the 18th century, that's written in the score and in the original play from Beaumarchais. In this particular production, the director wants the characters and the situations to be as understood by a contemporary audience as possible. And so the original director, Michael Schell, brilliantly found a corollary in the film work of the great contemporary filmmaker from Spain, Pedro Almodovar, and his films being very similar in terms of his approach to writing and directing as really Beaumarchais, the original playwright, was when he created The Barber of Seville, from which Rossini, of course, drew his inspiration to create this particular opera. And those ideas that that are found in the filmmakers Almodovar, exaggerated situations, large colorful characters, a farce, confusion, shifting and mistaken identities, and then a great resolution, a cathartic resolution by the perpetrators and victims all involved in the piece at the end of his films, all really are exactly what we see in both the original play and in Rossini's setting of The Barber of Seville. And all of the filmmakers' films are basically set in the later 20th century, 1970, 1980, into the early 1990s. And so that's the time period, still in Spain, that this opera is set. And these characters transfer beautifully, seamlessly into that time, into that updated time period, because it's still the same situations. It's still the same, like I've used before, colorful, exaggerated situations that both the play and the opera originally brought to its audiences.